The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
"If I had my life to live over again, I'd be a mink. That's the only way you can hang around a lovely woman after you're dead."
Now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will please come to order. All right, Ginger, are there any new resolutions before the club?
I have one, Mr. Holtz. My resolution is that no club member should ask me for a date anymore.
Now, what kind of a resolution is that? In the first place, it's not the parliamentary procedure. And in the second place, why?
I went out with Harry Fox after the last meeting.
Harry Fox? Oh, he's a nice fella.
Mr. Holtz, Mr. Fox is a wolf.
Oh, a half-breed, eh?
He took me driving and then he parked. He said the gas tank was full of water.
Mm-hmm. He used that old trick.
Oh, it didn't bother smart little old me, Mr. Holtz. That sort of thing has happened to me before. All I have to do is sit and argue for a while, and before I know it, why, that water just naturally turns right back into gasoline.
So I take it that you don't like Mr. Fox.
Like him? Why, Mr. Holt Sugar Pie, I think he's perfectly slobnoxious.
Ginger, Sugar Pie, listen, you don't mean slobnoxious, you mean obnoxious. A slob is a pig.
I was right the first time.
Well, Ginger, if I never see you again, it'll be a hey, nanny, nanny, and a ha-cha-cha. I was playing in England. I was playing in England about 11 years ago, and I was living at the Dorchester Hotel. I had a wonderful suite, and in the living room of the suite, suspended from the ceiling, there was the most... a long thing was hanging. It was beautiful. It was made out of plush. It was woven, and it was exactly like a cord, a velvet cord. And I'm looking at this thing, and I don't know what it's for. I had the most tremendous urge to give this thing a yank, you know? But I was afraid. I figured maybe I'll give it a yank, and in will come a waiter with cocoa. Well, I have nothing against cocoa. I love cocoa. But how much cocoa can you drink? Well, I'm looking at this thing for weeks. And one night, I went out with some friends, and I came in. I was feeling fine. I looked up at this thing, and I said, "Cord, tonight is the night." I reached up. I gave this thing a yank, and what do you think happened? The lights went out. Oh, Ginger, from now on, when it comes to resolutions, will you please keep them about the club?
Oh, but Mr. Holtz, honey, Mr. Fox asked me to marry him. He says he wants me to be the mother of his children.
Well, so what's your problem?
Well, first I'd like to know how many he has.
A logical question. Meetings adjourned.